Bellevue-based T-Mobile is growing. The mobile carrier announced it's hiring 100 more tech workers this year, according to Puget Sound Business Journal. Meanwhile, a former T-Mobile employee is challenging the way the company handles allegations of sexual harassment. Angela Aganis says T-Mobile threatened to fire her if she didn't keep quiet about being harassed by a supervisor at a call center in Maine. This summer, a judge with the National Labor Relations Board ruled that gag orders like that violate labor laws. Aganis has since filed a lawsuit against the company. This month, a group of T-Mobile workers handed in a petition with 15,000 signatures to T-Mobile headquarters in Bellevue protesting gag orders. Angela Aganis shared her story with KUOW's Jeannie Yandel.
He was very subtle at first and started inappropriately touching me on different occasions. And it was something that there were multiple incidents of him inappropriately touching me. And then when I expressed that I was uncomfortable, he threatened to write me up. So I felt threatened by him, which is really what caused me to go to HR. I felt like if I didn't allow him to keep touching me, then he would start doing things that would affect my career.
What happened when you told your employer, T-Mobile, about being harassed by a supervisor?
Well, I went to Human Resources, which is what you're supposed to do in that situation. I felt that the Human Resources representative was kind of dismissive. She said they had never had any complaints about this person, and I did not believe her because other people at the call center had told me before I went on his team that he was bad with women and that there were rumors about him not working well with women. So it seemed to me odd that the Human Resources representative had never had any complaints. I told her that I felt that he was a sexual predator with a history who was fixated on me, and that scared me, and that I was really frightened to be around him even in the same building. She said I could move to a different team, and I said that wasn't good enough because he would still be in the same building with me. I asked if they would be able to suspend him during the investigation. And she said, no, it doesn't work that way. Then she told me in order to be able to file an incident report, I had to sign this form. I felt that she was trying to rush me into signing it without reading it. So I asked for some time to read the form. And it stated, it was in pretty complicated kind of legal verbiage, but I understood that it stated if I talked about the incident with my coworkers that I could be subjected to disciplinary action up to and including termination. So I asked the HR representative if that were true, and she said yes. At that point, I felt just like they were trying to shut me up, and it was really hurtful to me. So I said, well, I'll sign this form, but I'd like to resign immediately.
Why did you decide to do that? Why did you agree to sign the form and then resign immediately?
Well, I wanted them to do the investigation, but if they couldn't protect me from this individual, I didn't want to be in the same building with him. I had started having panic attacks at that point and had to go to my doctor and be put on medication for panic attacks. And, you know, it was affecting my physical well-being. It had been going on for months, and I had just had enough, and I didn't want to be around him anymore.
This is still going forward. What do you want this petition and your lawsuit? What message do you want to send to T-Mobile?
I want to send the message that T-Mobile has to protect their employees. That's their responsibility. Most regular customer service representatives are young women. T-Mobile is very aggressive at hiring at high schools. You know, so I hope this sends them the message that if you don't protect your employees, there will be consequences.
Angela, you said that T-Mobile hires a lot of young women in its call centers. They do hiring at high schools. What do you want other new young employees who might find themselves in a similar situation to know?
Well, I want them to know that I spoke up when I didn't think I had any support. I just knew that I had to speak up about what's right. You know, if something's wrong, you have to stand up. And if you think you're alone and you have no support, there's so many people out there with similar stories. You just need to reach out. Never think that you don't have an option. If you're in a situation where you're feeling pressured, no job is worth your emotional and physical well-being.
Angela Aganis is suing her former employer, T-Mobile, for allegedly forcing her to keep silent after reporting sexual harassment on the job. Aganis talked with Jeannie Yandel. T-Mobile is based in Bellevue. The company did not respond to multiple requests for comment on this story.